KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, still 37 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with a chance of rain later this morning or developing early this afternoon, a high around 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson today reports three recent arrests. On Wednesday, 35-year-old Matthew J. Bruns of Atlantic was arrested for harassment in the first degree. And there were two arrests on March 20th. 32-year-old Christopher Castillo and 39-year-old Melissa Wheeler, both of Atlantic, were arrested on warrants for violation of a no-contact order. All three subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. Castillo and Bruns remain in the jail as of the latest report. Wheeler was subsequently released from custody. Police in Creston report this morning a man wanted on a warrant for forgery, unlawful use of credit cards, and identity theft was arrested Thursday evening. 44-year-old Matthew Lee Brummett of Creston was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center at around 6:45 p.m. and was being held on a $10,000 bond. The Dallas County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying two deceased dogs found north of Dawson on March 16th. Authorities say they think someone from that area or north of that area tossed the dogs into the Raccoon River. Officials say deputies were aiding the sandbagging efforts to prevent flooding in Dawson when residents and volunteers noticed a pair of dogs floating in the Raccoon River. The animals were both deceased when discovered, and upon further investigation, it was determined they did not die from natural causes. The sheriff's office began an investigation into the incident by going door to door and asking locals if they recognized either dog. No one they spoke with recognized the animals, and there have been no reports of anyone missing a pair of dogs of that nature. It's not clear if the crime occurred in Dallas County or in another jurisdiction. The sheriff's office posted the pictures on the Facebook page this week, and you can see them under this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. If you happen to recognize the dogs, call the Dallas County Sheriff's Office at 515-993-4567. Police in Glenwood report the arrest on Wednesday of a woman from Mills County on a warrant. 31-year-old Corey Madsen of Glenwood was later released on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said also there were four arrests on Wednesday. 25-year-old Joshua Blake Anderson of Glenwood was arrested on a warrant for a probation violation. 46-year-old Timothy John Strakivius of Glenwood was arrested for theft in the second degree. And 24-year-old Raja Ramon Jones of Omaha was arrested Wednesday for criminal mischief in the second degree. 30-year-old Michael Patrick Corcoran of Plattsmouth, Nebraska was arrested for criminal mischief in the first degree as well as trespassing in the first. Elsewhere in the news, Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall is reminding property owners that the second half of real estate and mobile home taxes are now due. You can pay your property taxes online at www.iowatreasurers.org or in person at the courthouse here in Atlantic. The treasurer's office accepts credit and debit cards, but there is a convenience fee. The deadline for payments without penalty is Monday, April 1st. The Iowa House has embraced a plan that would automatically give felons who've completed their sentences the right to vote in Iowa. The idea, in the form of a proposed constitutional amendment, has been one of Republican Governor Kim Reynolds' priorities. The House voted 95-2 in support of the concept. House Republican leader Chris Hagenow of Clive calls it a bipartisan accomplishment.
Because our governor set this forth, that it gave us the maybe a little extra wind in our sails to get this done.
Republican Representative Bobby Kaufman of Wilton says legislators will decide later how much restitutions and fine must be paid before a felon gets to vote and whether some felons may never qualify to vote again.
I do not believe that rapists, child molesters, or murderers should ever have those rights back.
Iowa and Kentucky are currently the only states in the country that force felons to apply to the governor to get their voting rights back. House Minority Leader Todd Pritchard of Charles City says Democrats are enthusiastic supporters of getting rid of that system and instead give felons their voting rights back when they're paroled.
If you believe in the concept of redemption and that people can change and that they can come back into and be a functioning member and contributing member of society, this is that bill that allows, in a large way, allows people that chance.
Representative Vicki Lensing, a Democrat from Iowa City, said she'd prefer the governor take immediate action and issue an executive order to automatically restore voting rights.
So I know that with a constitutional amendment, it's still going to take a little time, but I appreciate that we are on the right track with this.
Key GOP senators like Brad Zahn of Urbandale have said they're reluctant to automatically give any felon the right to vote after they've been released from parole.
The bottom line here is that it's going to be an uphill climb. I'm just telling you.
Governor Reynolds issued a written statement Thursday afternoon praising the strong bipartisan vote in the House and vowing to continue working with members of the Iowa Senate to move the process forward, allowing Iowans to vote on this important issue. The Iowa House has unanimously approved a bill that would increase the penalties for animal mistreatment. The measure, approved Thursday by a vote of 96-0, moves to the Senate. The bill heightens the criminal penalties for animal abuse and neglect, animal torture and abandonment. It exempts farm livestock and some wild animals. Animal welfare advocates have long considered Iowa among the worst states for mistreatment of animals in puppy mills. The state has thousands of dogs and more than 200 large-scale breeding operations. Under the House-backed bill, failure to provide an animal with access to food, drinkable water, sanitary shelter, veterinary care, and grooming could be considered animal abuse, punishable by 2 years in prison. A second offense would be a felony, carrying up to 5 years in prison. Animal torture, which is intentionally causing prolonged suffering or death, would be a felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Abandoning an animal could carry a 30-day jail sentence, a year in jail if the animal is injured, and 2 years if it sustains a serious injury. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley will be in Hamburg, Glenwood, and Malvern today for meetings with community leaders, emergency managers, and small business owners, farmers, and others who have been affected by the flooding of the region. The topic of the meetings will be the devastating floods impacting southwest Iowa. Grassley will be meeting with community leaders, emergency managers, business owners, and residents from 10 until 11 a.m. today at the Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg, from noon until 1 at the Mills County Courthouse second floor courtroom, and with USDA Ag Secretary, Undersecretary Bill Northey, and Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg, 1:30 this afternoon at the Mills County Fairgrounds, the Lakin Building in Malvern. Prior to those meetings, Grassley will tour flood-impacted areas in southwest Iowa during a flyover with USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey and Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg. And a group of state and federal officials were in southwest Iowa Thursday afternoon to meet with farmers and discuss flood recovery. State Representative Dave Seek, a farmer from Glenwood, has lived along the Missouri River his whole life.
I was born in 57, but my grandpa showed me a fence line marker along the railroad that said the water got to the top of that in 52. So that's how you judge everything. And so basically, I've experienced a lot of flooding in my life. Nothing to the extent that we have had in the last 10 days.
Seek rushed back to his farm from Des Moines after his son warned the water was going to swamp their fields.
It was like, whang, you know, this thing started occurring so fast that nobody could keep up. We have so much grain sitting out there. My brother and I lost roughly a little over 6,000 bushel of corn. With the breaches that were occurring out on the river and the overtopping, the water just came in really, really fast.
He warns farmers in the area may have lost growing seasons, but there is a sliver of good news. Some grain stored in bids on farms in the areas was being scooped out.
So that'll happen quick because there's more rain coming, especially if the bins are burst open.
Seek says the problems on his farm are insignificant compared to the devastation he's seen elsewhere. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.